Welcome to Metaphysical Romp with Reverend Paul Hasselbeck and co-host Reverends Bill Holton and Cher Holton. Discover practical applications to bring 21st century metaphysics to work in your life. Here's your host, Paul Hasselbeck.
Welcome to another edition of Metaphysical Romp 2. This is the Reverend Dr. Paul Hasselbeck. I'm delighted to be with you, and I'm delighted to be having, yes, another beautiful day in my consciousness. And I'm here with my friends, my co-host. Hi, Bill. Hi, Cher.
Hello there. This is Reverend Dr. Cher Holton, and it's another beautiful day in my consciousness.
And this is Reverend Dr. Bill Holton. It's very definitely another beautiful, beautiful day in my consciousness as well. And as you guys know, Cher and I are the co-founders of a new Unity ministry called the Unity Center for Universal, Y-O-U, universalprosperity.com.
And as I always say, we like to give people a shortcut. And in case you don't have it memorized yet, it is ucfyp.com. And you can go there and get all kinds of great resources and sign up for our Monday Musings.
That's really fantastic. And I was just wondering, when does it stop being new?
We are about finishing our first year.
Our first year this month,
our very first year. And we are very excited. We're going to be doing some celebration things with that. Thank you.
Thank you. Perfect. And I also heard that the book's coming out pretty soon, or you're getting there. So you want to tell the people a little bit about the book?
Yes, we're very excited because, as people know, we have been questioning a lot of the teachings around prosperity that don't seem to be replicable or don't seem to actually produce the kind of results that are promised. And we got very frustrated with that. And as we've studied, we've revamped and rewritten what we call them universal prosperity principles. And we've just changed them around a bit. So we've got a great book coming out on universal prosperity and how you can achieve health, happiness, inner peace, and financial security. The four go together to create that universal prosperity.
Yeah, we need a new book on that too. No doubt about it. So
this one bashes a lot of the old myths.
Well, and we've got to do that because a lot of them are talked about as being laws. They might be tendencies, but they're not laws. And so laws guarantee a certain outcome. A tendency, right. You know, it's like we have things called laws that are like this, and that's objects that are in motion tend to stay in motion. Objects at rest tend to stay at rest. And so there is a big difference between the two, whether it's a law that we talk about, immutable, and these tendency things, right?
Right. You know, and some of the old prosperity principles, to be quite honest with you, Cher and I found, are about laws, all right, L-U-L-L-S, laws and prosperity.
Yes. Yeah, if you keep depending on them, you're going to have a law in your prosperity.
Absolutely. Yes. And then people start saying, what's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
And it's not that you're doing something wrong, it's that you don't understand the true principles behind it.
Right. And that's because a lot of people have been saying if the laws aren't working for you, that's something about you, not something about the law. And
right.
We've got to stop doing that kind of stuff, too.
Absolutely. You
know, we got to start looking more at those unquestioned answers.
Yes.
So true.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. So congratulations. We'll all be looking forward to that. And of course, I have my website, paulhasselbeck.com. where you'll find my absolute word, and you'll find where I'm doing virtual Zoom meetups and show ups and classes and lessons, Sunday lessons, I should say, in my calendar. And so that's a good place for everyone to go. And I just announced Bill and Cher, and I'll let everybody know I'm in the process of brainstorming with myself another page, a new page on my website, which I'll list my dahas and just the new awarenesses I have from time to time. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, but it'll have some clever name. At least I'll think it's clever.
And it's going to be great.
It will be awesome. Yes.
Wonderful.
You're working on a second book, another book to go with the one we're doing in this show right now, right?
Well, so
companion book.
Yes, the companion book. Yes, which is Use the Truth You Know, Unity's Laws and Rules. And that is now getting back into production again, and hopefully early in 2021, it'll be done. But I don't know about you. It just seems like time can just fritter away.
Quickly.
And I don't know what that is. All right. So today we're continuing with the premises, and we started with the ones that are at the beginning of this section, this chapter, chapter six in the book. But we decided to jump to manifestation because there was a doorway to go through that a couple shows back. And so we're now on page 178 for those who have the hardback or softback physical book. And like I said, we're in chapter six if you have a digital copy. Okay, Cher, you ready to take it away?
I am. And we are starting with the bold-faced premise here on page 178. And this premise says, each of us use God. Use principles, divine ideas, powers, according to divine laws to manifest anything that changes from our thoughts and feelings to our bodies to the physical universe.
Yeah, so this is one I feel like we've talked a lot about. However, we can go a little deeper, believe it or not. And the first thing we do is put it in the first person, right? Mm-hmm. You know, each of us use that creates kind of a separation or out there-ness. We don't mean literally, but even though it's in us, you know, each of us, it's more powerful to say, I use God. I use principles. I use divine ideas. I use powers according to divine laws. And to manifest anything that changes. Because that connects to another premise, which is about what's changeable and what isn't. And that's an important concept that I'm finding people hear it, they think they understand it, but then they can't connect the dots. And so if it's changeable, it is based on divine idea. If it isn't changeable, it is divine idea. And so we have the physical changing realm, and we have the non-physical changing realm. And of course, from the point of our awareness, since we are the ones that have dominion over our own consciousness, we can change our own thoughts, ideas, beliefs, images, and our feelings, and our emotions, and our experiences, and our attitudes. We can change our bodies to a certain extent, and we can change the events that we're creating in our lives, and we can change some outer things in our lives. In fact, I changed my whole bedroom/office. So starting today, I can call it an office/bedroom. As I more important that I devote the space to office these days. All right, so there are things we can change and things we can't change. And of course, many of you are familiar with the Serenity Prayer by Reinhold Niebuhr. And that goes, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Well, first of all, the three of us have problems with the idea of God grant me. And while we honor and recognize this is probably a very important prayer for people who are in active recovery, because they probably have tried and failed several times to recover. And so having something, whether it's internal or external, that's somehow not them that they can depend on to do it for them is important until they reach sobriety. Because we know that people who are under influence of alcohol, drugs, or even have the mental illness are not really equipped in the same way as a person who doesn't have any of those things going on in their lives. So then I changed the original version kind of to create three steps. So it's God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, confidence to influence the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Because there is that third aspect of we can influence each other. Mm-hmm. We can influence things, and we got to be able to recognize that and then be confident in doing. And in fact, the three of us are in the influence business. That's what ministers are in. We are in the influence exactly. business. And that's why we don't take, well, at least I don't take any responsibility. When you change as a result of something you hear on this program. There's a correlation, but I don't cause you to change, friend. You do that. You are that powerful. And we want to keep asserting that. So then, of course, I turn this into the affirmative serenity prayer. I have the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. I have the courage to change the things I can. I have the confidence to influence the things I can and the wisdom to know the difference. And then again, we pull it in and we take personal responsibility for these things we read that sound like they're outside, but they're really thoughts and feelings inside.
I love that. That's a subtle change that is so powerful because it's now claiming the truth of who you are.
It's claiming who we are. It's claiming what we are. And we're claiming something that we know is true that maybe we're not manifesting yet. Mm-hmm. And so this brings us into doing that. Bill, did you have anything to add?
No, that about covers it, guys. I mean, it's important for folks to know what you just said, particularly adding that other ingredient. I mean, that's the key.
Yeah. So we can change things. We can't change everything, but if it's something that we can't change, that's changeable, what we change is ourselves in relation to it.
Yeah.
We change our thoughts and feelings about that.
Yeah. Which goes back to, we are the ones who give meaning to things.
Yes.
That ties in here really powerfully.
Yes. In fact, that should be one of the premises that, though you don't really find that in the Unity writings, that could be one we would add today, an important premise that we are the meaning givers to everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay. So you want to look at some of these quotes?
Right. So the first quote comes from the archives. And I love to point out how much work you did, Paul, in diving into those archives, that people just don't realize the rich material that's there. And we appreciate you taking the energy and effort to do that.
You're welcome.
So this comes from the Unity Archives, Charles Fillmore, unpublished class called Releasing the Holy Spirit of God in Man. Interesting title, huh?
Yep.
And number 3233 lesson. And by the way, people could get into the archives now. They're all online, right?
Right.
And there's a link here, unity.org/resources/charles-fillmore/talks-classes. It's a long link, but you could probably Google archives, Unity Archives, and find it.
Yeah. And the important thing is that this particular one, all 12 or 13 of the lessons are there and you can read them for themselves. And it's not true of all of them, but this one has a lot of gems sprinkled through it.
Cool.
A lot of gems.
Great. This is great. So the piece that you pulled out for here is Charles saying, we are making ourselves through our thought and word.
Isn't that true? Mm-hmm.
That just sums up everything we just talked about.
Right. In fact, that could have been made a premise in and of itself. Mm-hmm. And today we would say we are making ourselves through our thought, feeling, and word.
And action.
And then that's followed by action. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. In fact, you can't avoid action, I guess. But if it's a thought feeling you're really holding, you're going to build up a lot of mental substance around it and you're going to take action.
Yeah. That's one of the issues we found with the prosperity principles, is that people thought they could just sit around and think about it and it would happen. And there is an action, there's an understanding and an action that goes along with it.
Yeah. That really relates to a law, since we just mentioned laws, mind, idea, expression, right? Or mind, idea, manifestation. But really, we need to make that more specific. So it's mind, idea, inner experience, action leading to outer manifestation.
Yeah.
And that's really how it works. And Myrtle reminded us of that because she said, that meditation is wonderful, and we recommend you do that, of course, but you've also got to get up and move your feet.
Yes. And of course, our
paraphrasing
of course.
right. But our religious science cousins in New Thought, who are now Centers for Spiritual Living, they call their prayer form as a mind treatment. And they say, treat and move your feet.
Uh-huh. And we always like to point out that the action you take needs to be in alignment with what you are affirming or you're not going to get the result that you expect.
Yeah. Absolutely. And when you are, or when I am taking action that's not in alignment with what I'm affirming, that means there's something, some other thought, feeling, or belief I'm holding more strongly. And I need to discover what that is and disempower that.
Right.
Yeah, because if we don't, that will manifest, and it's not what we want to manifest.
Yeah. Perfect exactly. Example is healthy eating.
Yeah.
Because we affirm that and affirm it, and then we grab the unhealthy food and eat it. And it's like we're surprised that we don't get the result we expect.
Right. And here we are, knowing what healthy eating is, choosing to eat the unhealthy food, take that action. Then we have to go back inside into consciousness. What is it at that moment that I'm making more important?
Right. Yes. Yes.
Right. And it could be just to soothe some ruffled feathers or something, you know, an inappropriate way in which we nurture ourselves and comfort ourselves. Mm-hmm. You got to find out, because if you do not disempower that, it's going to be what's ruling you. And it's not something external, that's you ruling you.
Yes, yeah. Yes. And if I can put in a plug for our 12 Powers book, the either Power Up or Power Up Your Life, both of those books are ones that were at second edition. Both of those books have worksheets that take you through one goal for, and I think we use healthy diet as
we
our weight as our example.
But
it shows you how to apply that very thing and use all the powers to help fuel the goals that you have.
Yes, yes. So again, Power Up or Power Up Your Life. And we're leaning towards recommending Power Up Your Life now.
Because right. More science in it with it.
More science. It's more complete. It's prettier. It was an upgrade. We could call it a second edition, which I went along for the ride and just for to be self-revealing. So Bill and Cher did the work on that upgrade. And it's a really good one. A really good one.
Thank you. Nice. Thank you.
So what did I say?
Get it at Holton Product Mall.
There you go. Holton Product Mall. So I think we should leave him with a cliffhanger. So why don't you read the next quote, and we won't even interpret it, okay?
Okay. The next quote comes again from Charles Fillmore, Keep a True Lent. And he says, the thinking, feeling faculties in each person make him or her a free agent because it is the person's creative center. In and through this one power, each person establishes his or her consciousness. Each person builds his or her world.
Yeah. And that does relate back to what you said when I finished talking about that, the premise itself, and I'm not bringing it up. What was it you said? That it's something about our perceptions that's ruling things, how we perceive.
We give meaning, we're the ones that give.
Yeah, yeah. So we are meaning givers, aren't we? So we give meaning, and it's based on this stuff. All right. We will return to this next time. For now, we're going to pivot to the Absolute Word, which of course is based on Sunday messages appearing in Daily Word, a copyrighted Unity publication, and has been used with permission. And this comes from December 6, 2020, and its piece, it's the second Sunday of Advent for those who keep track of those things. And here we go. I radiate peace, blessing everyone. I radiate peace, blessing everyone. Everyone is divine at their core. I contemplate this truth as I consider a world full of people and my relationship with them. The same divinity inherent in Jesus is inherent in everyone. Peace is one of the principles making up our divinity. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." Like Jesus, I lavishly share peace with everyone. Like Jesus, I confidently say, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." I move and have my being as I live from the divine ideas of light, love, and peace. Prayer and meditation expand my awareness of them. From the Christ-centered awareness, I know my divinity and radiate peace. I am doing my part to uplift the consciousness of the entire planet. I radiate peace, blessing everyone. And so it is. And so to see yourself radiating peace during this holiday season. After all, peace on earth means peace in our ego or personality consciousness or our sense consciousness. So you get to choose whether you're experiencing peace or not. So thank you, friends. It's good to be with you again. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Bill. Thank you, Cher. This is the Reverend Dr. Paul Hasselbeck signing off. Goodbye.
This is Reverend Dr. Cher Holton saying thank you for listening.
And this is Rev. Doc Bill saying thank you and goodbye.